Blog Talk Radio.
Still, I wanna get through to you, boy. On time. all we get ready. My baby.
Slide on the pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of style, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pen. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your bitch like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name, nigga, I ain't gotta say it. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. A lot of girls like me, niggas wanna fight me. Nigga, get your ass checked like a fucking Nike. Me not icy, that's unlikely. And she gon' suck me like a fucking high seat. Chains on the neck for the whole team. And I feel like Gucci with the ice cream. And my bitch want the Fenty, not the Maybelline. I'm the black JB, the way these bitches scream. Make these bitches scream. Pretty little thing. Like my nigga AE. Say, yeah, that I mean. She can get a taste. She can get a taste. Fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate. She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool.
All set.
Yeah, I'ma put the drip on the plate. Yeah, diamond ice glaze, niggas imitate. Hey, hey, feed me grapes, maybe with the Drake. Slow pace in the Wraith, got this shit from base. Diamonds at the par, the cookie hitting hard. The robbers sitting par, I'm at it on Mars. Shotgun shells, we gon' always hit the tar. Popcorn, bitch, shell popping out the car. 3400, no style, char bar. 4-8-8. Make her get on top of me and rob me like a heart. She wanna keep me company and never want to bar. No. Yeah, fish tail in the parking lot. I don't kick it with these niggas cause they talk about you. Yeah, and I got the fight, don't make me spark it at you. Yeah, keep it in my back pocket like it's a wallet. Like the way she suck it like a jelly. Stack it up and put up with the whole project. And she got that paddock on water market. I'm rich in real life, I get that profit copy.
She can get a taste. Let you get a taste. Do you love a taste? Yeah, that's cool, but he ain't like me. LA, you can get a taste. Miami, you can get a taste. Oakland, you can get a taste. New York, do you love a taste? Chi-town, you can get a taste. Houston, you can get a taste. Hey, Portland, you can get a taste. Overseas, let the bitch taste. She can get a taste. Taste, taste, taste. Do you love the taste? Worldwide, they gon' get a taste.
Poemanology. Poemanology. The ability to season your ink so that it leaks perfected for taste. Listen as we verbally lace your ears from our dental so that it digests into your mental deeper than it traits from your own bloodline. Close your eyes and embrace for the impact of our oral vision as our words category 5 their way through your mind and impales your spine. It's time. Kings and queens, it is time to unwind with some of that lyrical astrology. Tonight we drip, so drop what you're doing and show Drip the Mic your poemanology. Soothe your psychology with gifted word wizardry. We have been in the lab, spending energy and creating crazy collabs, constructing chemistry on pharmacology. Pharmacology. Queens, we want you to stretch your pen like the first time you gave in and he parted your walls until your lungs caved in. Kings, we want you to use your pens to dig so deep like the first time y'all got it in and you used every inch to reach where she ends, because this is pharmacology with subliminal and erotic sage. Pharmacology. Tell your story and open your mind to the grind of this open mic expression. Archive your ink into the ears of those who share or speak. Do not dilute your self-impression. Anxious earlobes craves to shower within your imagination. Craves to share your situation with stationary acceptance of your artistic information. So expose to us your cadence on pharmacology. Pharmacology. PHARMANOLOGY. Pharmacology. With your host, Subliminal and Erotic Sage. Tonight, we drip on pharmacology. Pharmacology with Subliminal and Erotic Sage. Pharmacology.
Yes, 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 yes. We are back here in the hotel, right here at Drip, the mic, pharmacology. Tonight is an open night, open mic forum. We don't care what you bring, as long as you bring it. I need you to get those fire pieces ready to share with us and make this mic drip. I am your host, Subliminal, with my co-host, Erotic Sage. That dial-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. I need to know, Miss Erotic Sage, how has your week been?
Oh, it's been a long week on this end. But I am grateful to be here.
You know, I can't say it again. I really missed your voice. You know, you've been having a hard time with it, and I understand. But your voice has really, truly been missed.
Thank you. I miss being on here. Then my throat won't be today.
No, we're not having that today. We is not having no throat taps, no mishaps, no none of that. But this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. And, you know, we have an open mic form. So with that being said, I'm wondering, either you have a question for me or do I have a question for you?
Let me ask you first.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Liminal, can you make this mic drip?
But of course, this is called Note to Self. I had a meeting with myself. This was no surprise because I needed to heal from the inside. Outside chatter got me questioning if my life truly matters. Hurtful words are easy to say in anger, but even harder to take back once stained. Writing down the pain that came, making sure I addressed each claim. To erase the shame from my frame, seated at this table by myself. Till I have nothing left, praying to get closer without regretting my worth. Across from me is five things yelling at me, not worthy to dwell inside, causing me not to believe in me, doubt in all five of these, taking my anxiety to an all-new time high, self-worth, self-respect, self-love, self-control, self-esteem, reflecting back on my mistakes until this war inside of me no longer looks like a black sea. Self-worth chimes in, discrediting me viciously, shredding my integrity, raping me of my insanity. You know you broke his heart and he doesn't trust you. Painting a picture of what you hoped you would be. Damn, how could you treat him this way? Those vibrant colors inside the lines are not what you truly hide. Your brain is very detrimental. Self-respect chimes in, trying to be my friend, making me feel more uncomfortable from beginning to end, stripping me of my confidence. Stained and in pain, I refrain from speaking on the claim because my side you will never see when you're enraged. I heard your side. It claims, it calls me scandalous and ho. Deep down inside, that is not true. Just to keep the peace, I will speak. So I accepted my L. Deep within my yells, an old wise tale is not the one being accused, but the one accusing. Self-love states, in a bold outrage, asking to speak more clearly. This meaning is to get it together, stop dwelling among the insufficiencies. No matter what I say or do, there is no getting through. The damage was done, and your actions have won. Contemplating inside, trying not to diminish your pride. But my mistakes only heightens your non-trust sense. Self-control loses its temper, bringing up bad intentions, talking in anger. What you want was love. Instead, you got disgrace written on your face, only for it to bring up other things. No need to hush or harping on your strings. My head is held in shame. I can't change your view of me, no matter how I try. To prove there is a better me, self-esteem slips in, grabbing me by my chin. One of the biggest obstacles is improvement. You've wasted so many days trying to explain to others and accept their mistakes. They want you to be daring to self-care. I spoke boldly to myself, killing my inner demons. I silenced their chatter because in my brain, it doesn't matter. I'm striving to be a better queen. And that's that drip.
That's deep. That is deep. And we all need to do that same thing.
That self-evaluation. Sometimes it can be hard. But we all need it. And, you know, since, you know, we've all been trapped up in the house and cooped up in the house and, you know, can't go anywhere and want to be out and this, that, and the other. You know, we had a full moon last night. I know some of you guys are, your crystals have been jumping, your energy has been swaying. But have you taken the time to look deep on the inside of yourself? Because that's where the true healing begins. That's where it all truly starts. But I'm gonna get off my high horse right now. I'm gonna get off that horse. I'm not gonna go there. But again, it just shows that this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology, and it's open mic form. We don't care what you bring. We don't care how you bring it, as long as you bring it. So I'm gonna ask you, Miss Erotic Sage.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, ma'am. This one is simply called Caged Bird, one finally with a name. And it's just simple. She knew while the caged bird sang, while I appreciated the wings that it used to fly, the strength, stamina to reach destinations. I recognized the determination taken, power that influenced the next moves, flown freedom to justify mobility. Outside of the closed cage, the ability to glide and soar, reserving the flaps of its wings, applauding its feathers, is underestimated by weight. Taking peaceful flights, opening doors to opportunity. Yes, that bird had optimistic views. It brought life to hymns and lyrics of a song sang by that old bird that once was caged. Me, I'm much like that caged bird, very much so, singing unsung lyrics with loud vocals of a hoarse voice, the rhythm of untouched instruments banging, imaginary percussion. Pass me the mic and hear me sing a cappella with a high-pitched ripples of my dreams in a solo center staged, focused as if I was a bird in a cage, singing for freedom, embracing life, walking in greatness, waking the greatness within as the cage finally opens, and I fly freely. And that's the end piece.
So I see we on the same wavelength, to where it is all about a new beginning, where you let go and do your research of your own self and open up that cage and let it fly.
Yeah. A whole new look. Yeah, give you a whole new perception. Outside looking in, the inside looking out.
But I'm ready for tonight. I want to see what these drippers have got. I know you ready to see. I know you ready. I know you just as impatient as I am.
I'm ready to hear everything.
Let's go ahead and open up these lines to our first caller. Hello, welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have?
The one and only Dr. L-O-V-E.
I thought so. How are you, Dr. Love?
I'm good. It's subliminal. Hey, Sage, how you doing, girl?
Hey, Tony, how are you? I am waiting to hear what you got for me tonight.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you to listen.
And so with that being said, I guess Erotic Sage has something for you to ask you.
Ask away.
Mr. Love, can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. This piece is titled Lotion, Part 2. I have something for you to set the mood just right. Rub that good lotion on you. Hit your spot all night. Splash waterfalls. I can hear the ocean breeze. Dick you down your spine. Work my way to your knees. Causing a commotion, getting naked while I rub this good lotion. I got a spatula to smack it, flip it, and rub it down. You my queen, I wear you as my crown. Like a stewardess on the plane, you'll get these nuts. Pussy smell like peaches and cream, all up in them guts. That lotion I put on you got me dazed and confused. You're in my winner's circle. So, baby, there is no way I can lose. This right here is that emotion lotion. Set the motions. My river runs deep. Hoping I can reach the depths of your ocean. Hear it when I get to the shore. Once I give you this suave LD, you'll be begging for more. You know what I mean? I like my women like I like my coffee. Black and sweet. With the touch of your sweet dream cream. And that's that drip.
Man, I knew it was going to be good. Is that lotion part two?
Yeah, because I gave y'all part one last week, so I had to give y'all part two. I got more. I got another one where that came from, but I'm going to drop. Uh-oh. I'm going to say that one for next week.
I think he over here trying to start them series, the sequels. The 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 sequels that we got going on around here.
No, I just have 3 right now. I just got 3 right now.
Well, Dr. Love, we can't wait to hear part 3. We thank you for coming through and always blazing the mic. We're going to send you down to the concierge, let you go ahead and get your room key, sit back and listen to the rest of these dope poets as they come through.
I know my way. One mic, one love, ladies.
One mic, one love. Are you ready for the next stripper?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You know, I've been waiting for this one to come through. I've been kind of getting in her inbox lately and trying to see where I can take her mind a little bit more. Hello, Raven. The serial poet.
Hello, good evening.
Hello.
How are you this evening now?
I am doing great. I have been doing good. And yes, you have been, you know, expanding some things within. But
yeah,
I love a challenge, and I never really back down from none. So, you know, hey, it is. It's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing. At the end of the day,
don't get it twisted. Because when I decide to push you, you turn right back around and be like, okay, here, since you want to do that, do this.
Well, hey, it's a push and pull.
And I love it. But this is Drip the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to sit here and talk about things. I'm going to let Miss Erotic Sage ask you a question.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Raven. Can you make this mic drip?
Most definitely.
The Magic Jewelry.
This piece is called The Morning After. Fun conversations, sweet vibrations, promises made with a smile. Had her feeling like her moments was all worthwhile. Meetings in the park and kisses in the dark, making her feel mysterious. All the while, others that knew her and saw her was curious. Curious of what she had to gain, sexing those that had no name, at least not to her, because they just was considered her quick fix. Next on her list, she had no shame, just gratification, actions of satisfaction, whisking away all things that was logic and real. As each body passed through hers, sealing the deal. The spirit of hers was slowly dying, not trying to break the habit already created, lustful in nature, thick in stature, but all of that meant nothing to her after her nightly rapture. But when she awakened to silence, the body that was once starting the night with her is no longer there. She was left alone in a bed of regret, once again feeling the pain, tears falling like rain, barely able to sustain. The guilt she felt the morning after had rose again. In peace.
Yeah, that hit home.
Big time.
My former home. That it hit home.
She never ceases to amazing.
Yeah.
This is why I constantly get in that inbox.
Thank you.
That's why I constantly get in that inbox. No, thank you.
Oh goodness, Miss
Raven. Miss Raven, the serial poet. I'm gonna send you on down. Get your room key. I don't know why I'm giving you one. You'll never stay in your room.
I gladly go, and I'll be listening to the rest of the show. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. Are you okay over there, ma'am? You kind of sound like you're a little shaken up, a little lost for words, Miss Erotic.
Oh, I'm fine. It better regret hit home. But I am well.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I don't want to stop it. I don't want to stop it. So let's go ahead and go on to that next stripper. Hello, Miss KRS-One.
Hey, ladies. Happy Wednesday.
Hello,
Wednesday.
Love. How are you?
Oh, Lord, you know the usual. Mic hopping.
Can't keep her still for nothing. Keep her still for nothing. Well, Miss Gina Storm, Lady KRS-One, I know you came in here to drip.
I did.
Because you know the only way you can get into that room is by spitting that fire piece.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, can you make this mic drip?
Indeed.
I the National Poetry Month, everybody's doing the 30 and 30. Well, I do it every year. And I wrote a piece 2016 on April 7th. And my goal is to not change one single word. I do not want to key style it. I want to read it for you the way I wrote it. Because I need to practice for something that I'm about to do. So I'm going to practice with y'all right now.
The mic is yours.
Let's hope it works out. Yes, ma'am. Matter of fact, to make it honest, I'm going to send this to you so that you can read along. And tell me if I pulled it off. So
the mic
I sent
is
it
yours.
To the Queen. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes,
no, that way you'll know. Now you read along with me and tell me if I got it. All right. I titled it Brothers and Sisters. Being black and proud is how I was raised, exposed to positive people most of my days. From a very young age, I learned to be protective, a productive member of society, and I was guided the next generation after me. A princess turned queen. From a loving two-parent home, Mommy didn't have to struggle on her own. I heard of Black Pride in a James Brown song. I love humanity, and my heritage means so much to me. I know all lives matter, but our blood in these streets is running deep. I need us to love each other, lift up ourselves and prosper, teach the children and provide structure, protect the earth, always know your worth. Brothers and sisters, what we all love. What if we all loved each other, kept the old school as our focus, woke up from the social media brainwashing hocus pocus, took the time to be a village again. Each one teach one is the right way to live. The children of today have it bad enough, killing, gangs, drugs, and other bad stuff. I love my people through and through. Brothers and sisters, that means all of you. In peace. I'm Jenna Storm, and I read that piece for you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is something new for Ms. Gina Storm.
My hands are so sweaty. I almost dropped my phone. Did I change a word? I don't think so. I stumbled over a couple, but I didn't change any.
You stumbled over a couple.
You added,
which is fine. You added. I'd rather you add than take.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to press because you have no idea how many times I practiced in the mirror. My hands are so sweaty. I can't hold my phone.
But I knew you could do it. Yes, yes, yes.
I appreciate you pushing me. Things that we do for our queens.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Gina Storm, Grip the Mic's own Lady KRS-One. I have been challenging her to come back a little bit from the freestyle and do it the old school way. Pull out that paper and that pen and write it down. But more importantly, to read it. Because if you know Gina Storm, I know Gina Storm, she is not, she's a freestyle and she will freestyle from one end to the other. No shame in her game. That's her thing. But I want to always elevate our queens. And so I pushed her by saying it as she wrote it down. And I am so proud of you. You actually did an awesome, tremendously awesome job.
It was so hard, y'all. Thank you so much. Thank you, Rock Stage, for giving me the platform and for listening. And thank you, Subliminal, for Foot to Ass, because I needed that.
Anytime.
This is how we grow.
This is how we grow.
I appreciate y'all, queens. Absolutely. Well, I'll be in the presidential suite because I got a host there tomorrow night, so I know my way.
Yes, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lady KRS-One, Dean Messina Storm. One love.
One mic, one love.
This is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. We have an open mic form. We don't care what you bring, as long as you bring it. Just as long as you bring it, which means it's no holds barred. I need those fire pieces. We need those fire pieces. I am one of your hosts for this evening, Subliminal, with my beautiful co-host, Erotic Sage. And that dial-in number is 646-378-0355. Press 1 to make this mic drip. Now, Mr. Erotic Sage, are you ready for our next dripper?
Yes, indeed.
And that would be none other than Black Rose. Hello, Black Rose.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Long time no hear, ma'am.
I'm a fourth grade and a first grade teacher now, so along with being an essential worker. So, yeah, it's been a while.
Understand. But we know you, since it's been a while, we know you're going to bring that fire piece. I know you're going to bring it.
I'm bringing you something different that you haven't heard from Black Rose. Not a rock.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay, because this is open mic. We don't care what you bring. It does not have to be erotic. We just want you to bring it.
All right. With
that being said, I'm going to let my beautiful co-host ask you the question.
Black Rose, can you
make
this mic drip?
But of course I can. Tears I can't cry. Unbeatable, shameful. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Treat me. I'm on the show. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. I told you I'm a teacher.
That's okay.
Yeah. Tears I can't cry. Unbeatable, shameful. I am nothing. People insulting you. Say, I look like you. I am everything you wished would never come true. I am the heart you wished wouldn't beat. Sometimes so do I. The way no one would know, that way no one would know me. No one would care if I leave. No one would hate I am alive. My pen cries as the ink runs blots and blots of unspoken thoughts of the world, how the world would be if there was no me. No child for you to be ashamed of. Just two planned blessings you cherished and loved, not me. No way around the shame I've caused. The night you prayed I'd go the right way, instead I went my own. A stone cold freak, sexual mind, defeated before I started. You had one dream, and I had another. I'm your nightmare, your biggest fear in human form. I'm your biggest mistake. I'm your broken heart beyond repair. I'm not enough for you to think of me, or what you said, or how you said, whatever you said to me. I'm the butt of your jokes. I'm a whore, but not the pretty type. I'm a scar. My pen cries and my feelings flow. My mind says no, but we both know this is my truth. Both my parents chose other people over me, sent from house to house because I would kill for you. I'm the only thing you love less than weed. I'm the spot that vinegar didn't reach. The one you couldn't bleach away, the stain, the pain, the unplanned sorrow. I am nothing to love, no kind words. I am the mistake that lived despite your every attempt. So there must be something good about me. There must be a reason I live. None that, oh wait, JTT, the best part of me, the loves I need. So unfair that I need them more than they need me. How unfit am I? You tell me daily that there is no way, and I'm gone again to a place all light ends. The edge of give up, die today. Nobody will cry tomorrow. My pen is choking at the words it's forced to write. How could someone with so much talent not want to live another day? Write me out this dark place. Tears, but I can't cry. In peace, Black Rose, DSR, all damn day.
Now,
tell me.
Okay, so very touching piece, but I like the part where you said, I am more important to you than weed.
I am less important to you than weed.
Less important to you than weed. I'm like, wow, did she really go there? See, I think it's that would only benefit those who are weed heads.
Right.
That would understand that statement. That would understand that statement. That was a powerful part right there. That was some strong words right there. For all those that understand that. Wow.
Thank you.
Beautifully said, beautifully written. I'm sorry, I cut you off. Did I not, Erotic Sage? I sure did. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying it was a touching piece. And the release of the pain was beautifully created and released. But it was definitely something.
It's not your usual Black Rose, but yeah, it was. I was kind of in my feelings.
And that's okay, because, you know, we have to get those pieces out in order for us to do those other pieces, because sometimes it just hits us and we're like, I got to get this out of my system so I can move on to something else. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, ladies, letting me come through. I'm going to go through the lobby. I'm going to leave my room key this time. I'm going to go through the lobby and see if I can make it back to the house without catching corona.
Not a problem. One mic, one mic.
What mic, what up?
Now, I know you ready for this next one.
Yes, I am.
I think I am. Hello, Lady V.
Hey, Queen, how are you?
I'm doing good, Lady V. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. You know, it's glad to be here on this beautiful Wednesday.
Say hello to Miss Erotic Sage over there. She's kind of quiet this evening.
She is. Hey, Queen, how are you, my love?
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you?
I am beautifully good. I cannot complain at all.
That was a pleasure.
Y'all just have a great show tonight. I have to say that.
Well, thank you. But I think that Miss Erotic Sage has a question to ask you.
Well, all righty then.
All right, Miss Lady V. Can you make my...
That I can. This piece is called Standing Ovation. Dreams do come true. I'm a witness to that. I never thought I would be the one they would call upon. Never saw myself great enough. Too many waiting on my downfall. But now, all I get are standing ovations, commending me on how great I've become, congratulating me on a job well done. I still can't believe I made it. This dream is so surreal. But now, all I get are standing ovations, commending me on and congratulating me. I still can't believe it. Looking down at all the sacrifices I made, wondering if I would be enough. Would I ever see my harvest bloom? But here I am. I finally made it, accomplished what I set out to do. It wasn't an easy ride, a lot of hard work and dedication, but it was definitely well worth it. In the end, every time I walk in the room, they're calling my name, giving me a standing ovation as if I lived that celebrity life. I can finally say I made it. Doing what I love to do, living my best life, the one they said wouldn't amount to much, the one they said wouldn't make it in this life, the one they said had no real goals. I want to say yes. Now, the strangers around me, wanting my autograph, constantly giving a standing ovation, they wish they could be me. But now I'm screaming, somebody better get on my level. I'm just saying, yeah, because I'm a trendsetter, a go-getter, making sure others know dreams do come true. They can also have it too. Now give yourself a round of applause. Stand on your feet and tell somebody else to get on your level during this standing ovation. I am Lady V, and that's that piece.
Well, thank you. I was about to clap myself.
You should, my love. Give yourself a standing ovation, baby. You deserve it.
I was over there looking at her. I can imagine you actually sitting up just giving all class. I seen you over there. I seen you over there. I'm not even going to lie. I saw it. As always, Lady V, you come through. You have made this my drip. And I must truly say that I enjoyed every bit of it.
So did I.
But now I am going to send you on over to the concierge, let you pick up your key.
Oh, I sure need it, honey, because I was tired, boss. I was tired. So I'm going to go enjoy the rest of the show for sure.
And let you listen to the rest of this show. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love, Queen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a quick, I mean quick break, musical break, and we'll be right back.
Communication, yeah. We spent too long in heaven, yeah. We felt the elevation. Just cause it's different and we're not the same, there's many things that have to change. I got no trouble with my pride, got trouble cutting ties. I don't wanna be a ex. We were too good at being friends. Can we still hang out on the okay?
Welcome back to Drip the Mic Pulmonology. Tonight is open mic. We don't care what you bring, as long as you bring those fire pieces. Get ready, because we need you to come through and make this mic drip. I am your host, Subliminal, with my co-host, Erotic Sage. And to get into this hotel and make this mic drip, you have to do that dialing number. And that dialing number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. And next on the mic is none other than Drip the Mic's very own, the CEO of Drip the Mic. Hello. Mr. Pomenar.
Hello, 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 ladies. How you doing tonight?
How are you?
Doing great, loving the show, loving the vibe, loving the mixture of the poetry that y'all got coming through. Dope, dope show tonight.
Thank you.
We thank you, thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, since we've got a mixture of poetry coming through tonight, I can't wait to see what you got coming through here. So with that being said, I'm going to ask Miss Erotic Sage to ask you a question for me. Yeah, I know. We're changing it up this week. We're changing it up sometimes. It's good to keep you on your toes. It's good to keep you on your toes. She's like, wait, what? I heard her mouth. She's like, wait, what? Yes, I like
it's
keeping you on your toes. It's all good, Miss Erotic Sage.
Yes, Aziz. I already know that you are. I'm just waiting to hear what you're going to release. So I'm going to ask, can you make this mic drip?
Oh, for sugar, though. She is my canvas, able to withstand my branch's reach when we each align for a verbal grind and I enter from behind. Timelessly, her anatomy absorbs mine, sponging my fertilizing hydration. Like a cannabis patient, her sensation is the libation that keeps my mind at its prime, calming my nerves. And as if each step is nouns and verbs, espouse curves and powers her walk as she defines my words. Sexy and slow is the pace as if speech is slurred. Her once bare pages were crazily left agonizing. Before me ebonizing them, she was left compromising. Tantalizes the head of my pen, encouraging me to spill within her leaf. She is a book of me that reads cover to cover, and to know she is to know me. Poetically, we communicate any places that verses will land us. Our cadence hieroglyphic speaks, others discover that they don't understand us. Verbally, they crave to disband us, but I find solace in her and I'm at peace when she is my canvas. She accepts my felt tip, ball point on point and erect when she felt this. Deep, dark, unfiltered, non-watered down permanent mark, sparking non-toxic exotic nativity. Her goddess tendencies are equal to my god fantasies, but still she appreciates my erotic creativity. Irritatedly, I have unsuccessfully thrust my ink in the wrong direction as others just passed it. The results were tragic, my thoughts crashing like the wrong way in traffic. She is now my canvas, and our chemistry is naturally automatic, so I trust her to decipher my cipher like linguistic graphics. She allows me to paint my frustrations. Her pages wrap me in her dedication. Within her is why I live as my red makes her creation. Blatant is our existence. Our cohesiveness is no coincidence. She is my canvas and I compliment her by filling her in with a strengthened instrument, spilling ink and blotting the emptiness like her melanin demands it because yes, she is now my canvas. And that's my drip.
Wow. That was dope. Love.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of my favorite parts is where you said that you are spilling ink and blotting her emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you were saying that I got everything she needs. Let me go ahead and fill all that empty space in her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As always, you make me sit here and dissect. I hear something every time I hear that piece different.
Absolutely.
Sir, before you decide if you're going to stay or if you're going to go, can you tell us what you have coming up?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, you could catch me the same time as this show starts on Friday with Drip the Mic Erotic Fridays. Yes, it is an erotic show. However, whatever you bring is good. At the end of the day, it is open mic, but it is an erotic theme show. However, you can catch myself there along with Subliminal as my co-host on that show Fridays, every Friday at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And that's where you can catch me at. So hopefully y'all come on through there, bring some fire pieces through. The hotel will be up and running.
So, sir, are you hanging around?
Oh, I'm going.
Are you gonna go and continue smoking your drink and listening to the show?
Guess what? I'm gonna continue listening to the show. Thank you very much.
One mic, one love, sir.
One mic, one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the CEO of Drip the Mic Network, Mr. Aziz, the pulmonologist. And as always, we thank him for the network for allowing us this platform. Without his vision, there would be no pulmonology, there would be no drippers, and there would be no show. So, with that being said, let me see, Roddy Sage, how are you feeling over there?
I am well, a little bit all over the place.
You're but a little bit all over the place?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always,
well, you know,
canvas piece always, like, sets off, like, alarms in my head because I love art just as much as I love poetry, and it's just, I just believe poetry is art and all that and all that. Yeah.
Well, with all that going off in your head and all this art going along, and I haven't heard that much of you, I need you to get on this damn mic and make a trip.
All right. This is a kind of emotional piece I wrote, trying to overcome some stuff. So I don't think I ever gave it a title. It's about normal name. But I'll read it. Violation of innocence. Out of curiosity, disguised by concern with falsehood, buried as secrets, not exposed, not to expose the guilty party. It's ignored as a criminal act to one of, it's just a mistake. He didn't mean it that way, but what other way? What other way could it have been understood? Let me see. See what, sir? You asked me to open my legs to you. You are a grown-ass man while I'm a growing young lady, recently entering my teenage years, and you say, it's just a mistake. Did I have what you said mistaken? Nights you would sneak into my room. My mother was working, making sure my brother was asleep before she left. You made sure that my brother was asleep before you'd lay on top of me in this weird way with our backs touching one another as I lay on my stomach. Then you decide one night, you take me to my mother's room where my father used to lay with her to open my legs as I strain to keep them closed so you can look at my downstairs. You take your nose to sniff with enjoyment. You slip your fingers to touch my tender spots. To this day, as a grown-ass woman, I am still scarred. I'm scarred to where I cringe to any fingers, any finger, any hand approaching to my vajay. As an adult, I am still uncomfortable opening my legs unless the control is mine. In peace.
Yeah, that is a different side. That's very deep, very, very, very deep. I'm waiting to see more of it. It doesn't sound like you've actually finished it.
No, I wrote it during
Say it again.
I wrote it during a domestic. It was some. I wrote it for a specific thing this lady she was having. She asked me to write a piece, and I started on it, and I didn't finish it because I ended up crying. And most of it came out, you know, stylish. So I recorded and I wrote how I wrote it. I mean, yeah, I wrote how I read it.
Okay. I can tell that there's a little more to it, and I can't wait to hear the rest of it. But I'm going to go ahead and open up this next line for this next ripper. King's Cadence.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Wow.
How are you this evening, sir? Yeah, she took you. She took me, too.
Yeah. I can't complain.
I wouldn't do you any good, I understand.
It touched me because I've been there and I've written things like that, and I know that when you get ready to spit something like that, to let it go even a little bit, it's like it's a catch-22 because it could help or it could make you feel worse. And, you know, more times than not, that's what ends up happening with me is I end up feeling worse than, you know, better. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought a piece.
You know exactly where you at, King's Cadence. I don't even know why you tried it. Don't know why you even going there. So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and let Erotic Sage ask you a question.
Okay.
I know you're ready. Can you make this mic drip?
I sure the fuck can. Let me go. This piece is called My Dollar. I remember doing chores because, well, that's what my mama wanted, not for money, just because if she said do it, then I done it. Things didn't really change much. I did a whole bunch, but got nothing. Now that I think about it, being kind of young sucks. But I did my best no matter what it was. I played hard, and her God had jokes, and she always played. Shirley C. just no charge. For the trash that I carried out, bags a week that it scattered out, no charge. For the hours it took to clean it up, and still, I never saw a buck, no charge. Then there was this one glorious day she asked me to throw this old pot with food away. But I was so mad, it was like 7 a.m. on a Saturday, but Mom's was in a cleaning mode, which means my time really don't mean nothing. So why pout? I just went in and carried the pot on out now. After I returned, she said, thanks. I don't recall a lot, but that's when she reached into a pocket and pulled it out. A one spot, my dollar. I was dazed and confused. I had to focus a little more. I thought, okay, this here is a trick. She wants me to go off to the store. Fine. I stood there, but the punchline never came, so I stood there holding a dollar until she said, boy, gone away. And I took it into the room. I wanted to put it away, but wait. Before that happens, I have to give this dollar a name. I was going to name him Bill. Nope. I figured, why bother? I got a perfect name that covers it. my damn dollar. So I made plans for them. We're going to walk to the store later, and I'm getting 10 packs of Now Laters and 10 different flavors, and maybe I'll get 100 penny candies, quality great, and that's how it's done out. So on that way, I could eat one a day. Shit, I'll never run out. As I explored numerous possibilities, I heard my mom calling. I thought to myself, I'll go clean, but she ain't getting my damn dollar. She said, we're going to a service to get something to wear. I didn't know what service was, but she said I might need my dollar there. Fine, no problem. Hours later, we approached the church. As we entered, there was a table with dinners and desserts. So I knew in an instant what my dollar would be spent for. I tried to sit close to where the food was, and I just wanted to make sure. Now I'm hearing music started. We were asked to take a seat. Some guy on the stage talking about what the Lord wanted this week. He talked for hours and such, but my focus never failed. He talked heaven and hell, but I was thinking bake sale. So the music slid in. I figured what this man in the white collar wanted, like, let's see. He went through the whole thing, no problem. I still got my damn dollar. Then I saw something that stunned me now, and I'm not having fun with it. They passed this plate around, and they were putting funds in it. I watched in horror. As the plate went from row to row, end to end, I see the trickery. She gave me this dollar, so I will put it in? Nope. I asked my mother real quick, can I go to the bathroom? Look, real quick, she said, they passed the offering. It will be over. Just sit. And I slumped deep into the pew like I was trying to tie my shoes and made a quick move and slid back a row or two while still eyeing the dude. I made it back. All I had to do was escape. But there was a man with a stern face standing there holding his damn plate. He said, hello. I said, good afternoon, sir. I understand your task. My name is Randy, and this is my dollar, something that you can never have. And if I have to fight my way out fully, then I'm prepared. Your plate looks nice. And all that money there does not belong there. So I'm giving you nothing more than this. Here's a warning. I don't threaten adults, but I promise you, the case will be no less than an assault. So make your move, holy man. I bounced about at a fever place, but didn't see the mom walk up from behind me and snatch my dollar and throw it into a plate. I felt shot. Something. She patted me on the back and whispered, calm down. No, I just wanted my damn dollar back. She tried to explain that God required 10%, and it didn't make sense. Well, it's my change, because 10% of my dollar is not my whole damn dollar. Now, I'm trying not to make a scene because I just went back my green, and the preacher kept trying to explain it, but I'm not trying to hear it. I shouldn't be here with you. You got all those pretty ones. Mine shouldn't make a difference. He walked off in silence, that man with the white collar, him, his choir, the cake, and my goddamn dollar. And peace.
I liked it.
Oh my God. Everything in me is talking about, ooh, he just so stingy. He don't take his dollar. Ooh, he just so stingy. Oh my goodness. And the fact that you so young and you know what 10% of a dollar is. Really?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kings Cadence, for coming in and trying not to give us your dollar.
Yes, indeed. It is my pleasure, as always, to be here. I thank you, and I can't wait to be back in my show seat tomorrow, I believe it is.
Tomorrow?
With the great Gina Storm. Yep, the presidential suite. Is that tomorrow?
That's it. That will be it.
Just making
sir.
Sure.
Yeah, days is passing on me. I just got here, you know. So
I do understand. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love. Thanks for having me.
I know you got something to say because I'm still cracking up laughing about him and his dollar that he don't want to give up.
I can relate. I feel like that. I think.
Oh my goodness.
That when I have this money all from the paycheck, like you feel about your dollar.
And it was just a dollar because, yeah, I can imagine. I can't imagine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. This is an open mic forum. We don't care what you bring, as long as you bring those fire pieces.
But in order to do that, you have to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. I am your host, Subliminal, with my beautiful co-host, Erotic Sage. And I believe Erotic Sage has something she wants to ask me.
Of course I do, Subliminal. And although I know what I'm asking, can you make this mic drip?
But of course. And this is called insufficient funds. Excuse me. I'm very impressed by the way you elevate my mind. If I can have a moment of your time, I would love to collaborate some lines. Your rhythmic melody and analytical poetry brings me to ecstasy. I know who you are. You are an erotic superstar, and that you're spoken for, but she can't give you what I have in store. My sultry bedroom eyes, ample breasts, slim toned waist, bootylicious ass, to the satisfying kiss right between my waist, to my Amazon legs that always turn heads. You see, my style no man can refrain from. You do know the men all pause when I walk into the room. But you seem to be a challenge for me. You say you have someone, but does she really have a hold on you? Now, come lay your head on my pillow. Soft chest while I make you confess, spilling out her weakness and breathing in my aroma of charm. You see, my seductive ways bring all men into a daze, but you, I'm just a haze. I've even tried to lure you inside. Yes, I seduced your flow with my false alibis, praying my words would reach your intellect like an ocean luring you into my temptation. See, I thought alone in my home I could have you my way, and in my bed, stretched out wide as I straddle your body, massaging your frame, sexing you endlessly. But instead, you took me by surprise and said, my peace comes from someone else. I magnified that no matter what I tried, passive talks, half-naked photos to your phone, I still can't catch your eyes. Do you not like the way my hips elaborate and accentuate my waist? If I can just get you to take my bait, I'ma have your legs wrapped around my face. See, no man has been able to resist my cunning way. And the more you do makes me enrage. Yes, I must say that you've put me in my place, but yet and still I keep up my pace again and again, praying you fall in. I mean, I have spread rumors and told my friends that she's about to lose this man, so I try to be fly one night, but your reply took me by surprise. I still remember your words so proud and loud. I don't care how complicated this gets, for the love this king has for his queen fits perfectly as one. And little girl, yes, little girl, you still have insufficient funds. And that's that drip.
That was good.
Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes we have to just write some things, just be writing some things. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we write things for other people that think they slick.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a little bit of, both in me. You know, I've got someone who mm-hmm. thought she was slick, and at the same time, I'm like, yeah, this might be a little fun piece. Let me go and get this out. But again, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology, and it is an open mic form. We don't care what you bring as long as you bring it. But in order to do that, in order for me, Subliminal and Erotic Sage, to hear this, you've got to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. And I do believe that this next dripper is ready to drip. Hello, MD Lies.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you, sir? You know, I'm kind of hating that I opened your mic, but I'm kind of glad. It's like part of me is like, yes, and then part of me is like, no, I don't want to.
Yes, I've been missing in action, but I'm back.
Yes, you have been missing in action, but I'm not ready for my best friend to end.
Yes. Well, it's not ending tonight.
Yay! Okay, 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 okay. So with that being said, and you have been having us on a cliffhanger, Mr. MD Live, I believe
yes,
the Erotic Sage has a question. I mean, the Erotic Sage has a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
Erotic Sage. Oh, yes. Wait, no, you.
I'm sorry. Mr. MD Live, love who I know you are. Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. And I will start off with part 22 of My Best Friend. After hearing they were sending in help, my wife screamed, "Harry, my husband is losing a lot of blood." She told the voice on the intercom that the gunman was dead and that our friend was too incapacitated to get out of bed. I responded, "Please send someone in. Tell the other police I'm behind the door and I want to toss the gun out." The captain said he'd relay the message and tell his guys not to shoot. But soon as I cracked the door, boom, someone fired. The bullet ricocheted. The bullet ripped through the door right above my head. It struck the metal frame of the hospital bed and ricocheted into my wife's leg. I heard her scream, and at that moment, I forgot about me. As I moved toward her, I felt the warmth of my blood as it drained from my wound. As soon as I made it to her, though, the pain was too much to bear, and I passed out. 23. I came to in the operating room with my wife laying next to me. As one team worked on me, another team tended to my wife's leg. My best friend was somehow shackled to her bed. She was under arrest for shooting her husband dead. Although he was the gunman and had shot the police, they say until there's more evidence that her life was in danger, she could face murder too. When I heard what was being said, I wanted to rise up off the table and be by her side, but I was too sedated. When I tried to move my arms, only my fingers twitched. My wife was out cold and losing a lot of blood. The doctors couldn't stop it. The bullet ripped through her leg and severed a blood vessel. I guess the doctors didn't know I was her husband, because as I heard them say, to save her life, her leg may have to go. And with that, I drew all of my screen, all of my strength, and screamed out, "Hell no." End of 23 till next week.
As always, you like to leave us with these cliffhangers. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly where I got this from. Mr. MD Live. So y'all are to thank him. He started.
Yeah, I've been missing a lot, so I gotta get back on and listen to the replays.
Yes, sir. You really do, because you have inspired a lot of us to do these cliffhangers. I'm still waiting on a couple of them from other poets that I'm sitting like, really, really, you're just gonna leave us there, just as much as I am with yours.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Well, Mr. MD Live, I'm sorry. I think Erotic, did you have anything to say before I send him down to his room? Ms. Sage, I think your mic's on mute.
Because I was just talking. I was just sitting waiting, and I guess he's going to keep waiting until next week. I was waiting.
He does it every week. He does it every week. Every time he comes through, he makes us wait.
Well, I got my head together now, so I'm back.
And we thank you for coming through and sharing that piece with us. Go ahead and sit back and listen to the rest of this dope show. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
How are you enjoying the evening, ma'am?
It's been an evening, I tell you. I've been up and down on the roller coaster today.
It has been a wavelength, like just a different type of evening today. Like I said, that full moon, it came in, and everyone has been with their crystals and realigning some things and purging themselves of some things and restoring some things. And it has been a evening if full of different types of poetry. But
yes, I have enjoyed it. I like versatility.
Variety. I've enjoyed myself. I'm glad you've enjoyed yourself. And we want to thank each and every one of you who have come out and sat with us here on Drip the Mic Network, here at Drip the Mic Pulmonology. And we are going to go ahead and close the show. We want to let you continuously go out there and put out what needs to get out and restore what needs to be restored. With that being said, we can't wait for you guys to come back and be with us again next week. You have anything to say before we close the show?
No, just everybody be careful. Embrace your you, and because it's important, embrace the real you, not the you for show. Embrace your you.
We'll see you guys here tomorrow night, right back here in the presidential suite. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
Here's my ghetto story. Been a hell through the fire. Now gonna take it higher. Here's my survival story. Many reasons to sing now. Now we got the keys to the kingdom.
I remember those days when hell was my home, when me and mama bed was a big piece of foam. Mommy never liked bathe and my ear never comb. When mama gonna work me, go street or roam. I remember when Danny them get my snow cone. And man. Make him lick a bread at them. Kick up Jerome. I remember when we visit them with pure stone. And if white and the pop out something, we're full chrome. I remember when we run, but I get him knee blown. And my best friend Richie get to win, I'm dome. I remember Sunday Avenue turn in a war zone. And Mikey mother fly him out, cause she get alone. Hey, Mikey got too far in and got on Al Capone. Make one leap of money and send me no one who know. We all at the city and that is well known. Yesterday Mikey called me from my phone. Mr. Mikey, we get the thing them. Them out of luck now. We squeeze seven and the one of them I don't know. Me a bully for extra kicker, we not rock now.
Hey. We got the kingdom, so we have to make way. We take it from the bottom to the top, baby. And now the whole community can live greatly. I remember those days when we was at broken. I could barely find a dollar for a token. Hop in the train just to get where I'm going. Popo's after me, I'm running like I'm smoking. Remember those days when I went to bed hungry. All I ever ate was white rice and honey. Big dreams in my head, empty my tummy. Might crack a smile, but ain't nothing funny. I remember playing over needles in the streets. Everywhere I go, a man wants some part of me. 13 hookers and hoes on 11th Avenue selling bodies for dope. Remember crying, saying that will never be me. Gonna make it someday, gotta please somebody. Say, mommy, don't worry, it's just you and me. But one day we will get out of this misery.
Hey, we got the kingdom, the most I look now. Me squeeze seven and the one of them I don't know. We have a leap of extra kicker, we not broke now.
Kingdom, so they have to make way. We take it from the bottom to the top, baby. And now the whole community can live greatly. Here's my ghetto story. It's been a hell through the fire. Now we're gonna take it higher. Here's my survival.
But we're rich now, so them can't tell man nothing. Cause we are met my money and fish and mutton. Hey, over there, so make me tell you no something. To me, they are far in the water, I kill me cousin. And me here said he did that, the button said him wasn't. Anytime me fly down, him I get more dozen. Cause we get the thing them, them out of luck now. We squeeze seven and the one of them I don't know. Me a bully for extra, cause we not broke now.